Mel Gibson is far from the first movie maker to portray the death of Jesus.
Earlier this year, film historian Rick Altman told us that a century ago in this country, many states forbade stage actors from playing the role of Jesus, but there wasn't the same concern about film actors wearing a crown of thorns, so many movies made 100 years ago were film versions of German passion plays.
50 years later, Jesus was implied in the movie The Robe. It portrayed people watching him, his clothing, but no actor was billed as playing the part.
The robe was promoted as the modern miracle you see without glasses because it was filmed in CinemaScope, a widescreen format.
A little more than 10 years later, The Greatest Story Ever Told featured a huge Hollywood cast, including Max von Sydow, Pat Boone, Angela Lansbury, and John Wayne.
In 1988, Martin Scorsese directed The Last Temptation of Christ. In his version of the story of the crucifixion, Jesus has second thoughts about making the ultimate sacrifice. He imagines leading a normal family life with Mary Magdalene. Roman Catholics and others protested at screenings.
There were some objections to Jesus singing, too. In 1973, the stage musical Jesus Christ Superstar was adapted into a movie.
God, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing.
And 6 years later, the pious everywhere had to contend with Monty Python's Life of Brian. In the comedy, the crucifixion is an excuse for a musical number.
Always look on the bright side of life. Always look on the light side of life.
Monty Python's Life of Brian, music by Eric Idle.
Always look on the light side of life. If life seems jolly rotten, there's something you've forgotten, and that's to laugh and smile and dance and sing. When you're feeling in the dumps, don't be silly chumps. Just purse your lips and whistle, that's the thing.